I was sexually abused.
I was raped.
I started using drugs at the age of 15.
I was molested as a child.
I was an alcoholic.
I tried meth for the first time at 12.
I was a compulsive alcoholic.
I lost my kidney smoking crack.
Today I want to talk about Jesus defending intimacy. The passage is from Luke 10:38 through 42. Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister had left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." Is it just me, or does Martha get a bad rap in this story? Martha was serving and Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus. I'm sure Martha was like, "Great, here Mary is again being the favorite while I'm over here doing all the work. What about me, Jesus?" And I'm sure if we were honest with ourselves, a lot of times we feel like Martha. Shh, don't say that out loud. But honestly, Martha really wasn't doing anything wrong here. No, seriously, just hear me out. Think about it. Is serving the Lord a bad thing? Is making sure the atmosphere is just right for others to experience the Lord bad? Is taking care of the body of Christ bad? Not at all. Well, that's all Martha was doing. She was just serving the Lord. In this passage, this is what I want you guys to see. In this passage, Jesus didn't say, "Martha, you're a terrible person. Why can't you just be like Mary?" Although a lot of times when we read it, that's what we read. No, Jesus said Mary had chosen the best thing. But what did he mean by that? Did he mean that Mary is the favorite because she makes better choices than you, Martha? No. What he was saying was, "Martha, thank you for serving me. Thank you for all you do. But I desire intimacy with you." Jesus wasn't defending Mary over Martha. He was defending the place of intimacy with him. Mary chose the better part because sitting at the feet of Jesus is the place of intimacy. Mary was comfortable. Mary was vulnerable. Mary didn't feel the need to entertain. Mary didn't feel the need to be constantly doing or impressing anyone. Mary was at rest. His love was enough for her, and she was enough in him. She stopped all the output, and it was just her and him. That's the place Jesus was defending. And I think as women, this is the hardest thing in the world for us to do. Why? Because we love to serve. From our kids to our husbands to, well, Jesus, of course. That's what we do. We serve. And honestly, we're quite good at it. The issue is we struggle and we hide behind our serving. We root our identity in the things we do rather than who He is. We measure our worth by what we do or don't do, constantly tearing ourselves apart for not measuring up or being as good as Perfect Sally over there, or Mary. Even still, Christ invites us to come and have a seat, stop the output, stop everything, and just be. It is in that place of intimacy with Him we're changed, we're satisfied, we're made whole, and that's when everything else falls into place. Check out another story where Jesus again defends the place of intimacy. Martha was serving, yet again, and here comes Mary to break the alabaster jar at Jesus' feet. I think Mary might have been onto something. John 12:1-5. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus therefore came to Bethany where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they gave a dinner for him there. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those reclining with him at table. Mary therefore took a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of the disciples, said, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" So clearly nobody liked this, but think about what Judas said. Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? Was Judas wrong? I mean, I know. Judas is always wrong. I mean, he's Judas. But seriously, was what he said wrong? Let me say it another way. Is giving to the poor wrong? No, but what Jesus was saying here was, "Judas, you've got your priorities out of whack. I desire intimacy with you." Intimacy. We all have heard the cheesy saying, "Into me I see." Well, truthfully, a lot of us don't want Jesus to see inside of us. We want Him and everybody else to see the good, the positive, the things we approve of. An example, Martha. We want Jesus to see how much we do for him and how good we are, and not the ugly, broken places of our heart. We have to guard and covet that time with the Lord. So easily, we allow things to distract us and choke out our meeting with him. We become comfortable in doing when Jesus is asking us to just be with him. He is calling us out of our works and into a relationship with him that is rooted in intimacy and love, not what we can do for him, but rather who he is. Jesus is after our hearts. He wants to love us in all our mess and brokenness. That's the place he is defending for you. The place where he is just you, him, and all of your mess. He longs for and fights for that place. He wants us to just be with him. No theatrics, no output. In that place, everything that you bring to the table is more than enough. You don't have to try to work up anything. Just be, and he will handle the rest. Whew, what a load off.
I am redeemed.
I've been set free, and he who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Now I have hope in the future.
I am a child of God.
I'm loved.
I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am more than a conqueror by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony.